Get it right. Welcome to Motivational Monday. Glad you're here on this fine day. Today I want to talk to you about needing some crazy Christians. Bishop Michael Curry wrote a great book under this theme, and there's some news and notes that I lifted off a page there that are powerful. He talks about in one of those chapters about how Jesus was absolutely cray-cray. He had gone off the rails, and most people did not know what to do with him. Even his own family did not understand him. Obviously, when Jesus stood up and said, blessed are the poor and the poor in spirit, blessed are the merciful and the compassionate, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for God's righteousness that justice might prevail, blessed are those who work for peace, blessed are you when you are persecuted just for trying to love and do what is good. Jesus said all that in the Sermon on the Mount to the crowds of people. And folks, that was crazy. Jesus said, love your enemies and pray for those that persecute you. Jesus was crazy. He prayed while folks were killing him. Father, forgive them. They know not what they're doing. That is crazy. And what the church needs and what this world needs are some Christians who are as crazy as Jesus. Crazy enough to love like Jesus, to give like Jesus, to forgive like Jesus, to do justice, love mercy, and to walk humbly with God like Jesus. Well, after the death of Steve Jobs, one of the founders of Apple Inc., there's a commercial from the 1990s that went viral on YouTube. It was a commercial whose goal had been to rebrand Apple products. The tagline for the commercial and for the company was, think different. In the commercial, they showed a collage of photographs and film footage of people who have invented and inspired, created, and sacrificed to improve the world to make a difference. They showed Bob Dylan, Amelia Earhart, Frank Lloyd Wright, Muhammad Ali, Martin Luther King Jr., Jim Henson, Mother Teresa, Albert Einstein, Pablo Casals, Muhammad Gandhi, Albert Schweitzer, and on and on and on. And as the images rolled by, a voice read this poem. It said, here's to the crazy ones, the misfits, the rebels, the troublemakers, the round pegs in the square holes, the ones who see things differently. They're not fond of rules, and they have no respect for the status quo. You can quote them, disagree with them, glorify or vilify them. About the only thing you can't do is ignore them, because they change things. They invent, they imagine, they heal, they explore, they create, they inspire, they push the human race forward. Maybe they have to be crazy. How else can you stare at an empty canvas and see a work of art? Or sit in silence and hear a song that's never been written? Or gaze at a red planet and see a laboratory on wheels? While some see them as the crazy ones, we see genius. Because the people who are crazy enough to think they can change the world are the ones who do. Well, we could paraphrase that to say the Christians who are crazy enough to think that they can change the world are the ones who do. My friends, we need some of those crazy Christians, not the sanitized Christianity that is killing us. We need that gospel fully enlivened, set ablaze. We need some crazy Christians like Mary Magdalene and Harriet Beecher Stowe. Christians crazy enough to believe that God is real and that Jesus actually changes lives. Crazy enough to follow the radical way of the gospel. Crazy enough to believe that the love of God is greater than all the powers of evil and death. Crazy enough. Crazy enough. We need Christians crazy enough to believe that children don't have to go to bed hungry, that the world doesn't have to be the way that it often seems to be, that there is a way to lay down our swords and shields down by the riverside, that as the slaves used to sing, there's plenty good room in my Father's kingdom, because every human being in this world has been created in the image of God. And we are all equally children of God and meant to be treated as such. So what we need are some crazy Christians. Crazy Christians who are crazy enough to catch a glimpse of the crazy, transforming, transfiguring, life-changing vision of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Christians who are crazy enough to follow Him into the work of helping God to realize God's dream for all people and for all of creation. Yes, today on this Monday, imagine yourself being that crazy one, living fully enlivened in Jesus. May it be so. May it be so. Good day.